Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
We want to thank Coach Gene Wilson for being here today. He's got to get out of here. Gene's still young and good looking, so ain't no telling where he got to go. So we ain't going to ask. We don't want to get in the
middle. I'm married now.
Let me clean that up.
I'm glad you said that, Gene.
Come, mate. Shout out to my wife. I love you, baby.
Yeah, Gene's old and done, so he's going home to his wife. So we clean and take all that back. Don't be mad at nobody, mama. But we appreciate you coming in, man. You're doing a great job with the kids out at Westinghouse High School.
Appreciate it.
Glad to know you and Buddy Valinsky and all the coaches. You guys collaborate. You're all doing a great job. You know, what about what a great season, and Rob can speak to this, other than the Clarendon-Manesson situation, mm-hmm. no violence to speak of on the high school basketball?
No violence whatsoever.
Before, during, or after a game?
At all. The sportsmanship has been great. They're understanding the competitive nature and with sportsmanship involved, but that I want to give credit to all the coaches that pushed that first and foremost.
Right. Well, look, we appreciate you being here. We'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks at the High School Life Skills Seminar and be talking to your kids. Good luck for all the things you're doing down the road, and then, of course, the Hall of Fame induction.
Yes, sir.
So, look, do me a favor, man. Tell your boys they got to buy a ticket. Don't be calling me talking about, Neil, can I get a ticket? Ain't no free tickets to the Hall of Fame. Connie Hawkins League Hall of Fame, Gene Wilson going in with a cast of stars on
Somebody's gonna ask for a free
Saturday,
ticket.
May 5th. Well, you know what? Here's the other thing we know.
Hey, let me just get out the way. Can I get a free ticket?
Look, Gene got money, so Gene can buy tickets for his people that want to.
Yeah, they'll be
ticket.
There. They'll be there.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Be
appreciate
safe.
You.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you. God
Big
bless
hand
you all.
For Gene Wilson coming and going. And that's all we got. We would give you a parting gift, but we don't have any parting gifts. So we'll just let you part.
Okay.
And we'll continue the conversation. No, as we mentioned before, we went to break. Kev was going to bring us up to date on where the Steelers are, where they're heading, what they're thinking. And, you know, Rob, just feel free to chime in wherever you want from a Pittsburgh Courier perspective or from a Rob Taylor perspective. But the Steelers, it's draft time coming up very shortly, Kev. So what are your predictions? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, the Steelers just released some of their veteran players, Mike Mitchell,
They sent their whole defensive backfield packet.
William Gay, and I know there's someone else that I'm missing, so you could just.
Did you say Mike Mitchell?
I did say Mike Mitchell and William.
Mike Tomlin Jr.
Mike Tomlin Jr., huh? How did he get that name, huh? He's a big supporter of Mike Tomlin, right?
Yeah, he's.
And a leader.
He's a team player, and he's on his own team, and he's his own leader because he's. Off the Steelers.
He's off the Steelers. Okay. Well, I mean, we have to backfill his position. And the free agent that just signed a one-year deal that came from
Indiana.
Arizona.
The
Cardinals.
Yeah,
I can't think of his name right now, but I know he just signed a one-year deal.
LSU?
Matthias, I think.
The Golden Badger, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so that was the word that the Steelers should have really looked to sign him. That did not materialize. He has a injury history, and I'm sure that was part of it as well. But as I indicated before, the Steelers will be in good position because they normally make the moves. They're not a big free agent acquisition team. However, they do pick up one or two every year to fill the gaps that need to be filled. Now, they just picked up a linebacker as well, John Bostic, from Indianapolis, and he's played for a number of different teams. I think he played for the Bears. He was actually drafted by the Bears and actually played for New England for some time frame. Now, I'm not saying that he will be the starter day one. Let's see what happens.
Let me ask this question, Kev, because you do keep close tabs on this stuff. Why do you think the Steelers take such a hit from the general public? I mean, they did finish 13-3. And of course, they got beat at a time when no one thought they would or should have gotten beat. they had a damn good season. 13-3 in this NFL is doggone good, and they still get this negative feedback from the general public about what they haven't done, what they need to do. Hey, listen, give or take a quarter of an inch and Jesse James touchdown, everything changes, presumably. So they were right there. Why do you think the Steelers continue to get this negative feedback from the fan base and that they're not doing it right or the right way?
Well, I don't think that they get a bad rap as far as not doing things the right way. I think what it comes down to, when you set high standards and you have high expectations, and you know, the expectation every year is the Super Bowl, and you haven't been to the Super Bowl in a while, you know, the fan base becomes impatient. And then when you have a Ben Roethlisberger, who you know will only be around anywhere from 1 to 3 years, so now you have a window. So you're trying to accomplish everything within this window. And as you know, here in Pittsburgh, unless you're the Pirates, and well, the Pirates, I was going to say something about rebuilding, but they're not even rebuilding. They're just in terrible shape and really don't care. But we can talk about that later. But
they want us to think they care.
Well, they can want all they want.
They keep talking to us like anybody,
anybody with a mind. And I heard your guest from the last show, and I forget his name, but when you all start talking about the Pirates, I almost fell off my chair.
Mark Whited.
It'd be because he talked about, well, the Pirates have a chance. No, they don't have a chance. They really should go away.
Wait, you don't think they have a chance at another 70-win season?
I said that they would.
That.
I said they would 770
and 92?
I said they would lose 10 more than what they lost in 2017, and I'm holding to that. I don't see anything that's going to change my mind on that.
But well, let's come back to that.
So getting back to the Steelers, and the Pirates just threw me off. I'm not even sure where I'm at right now. But let me get back to the Steelers.
Let me ask this question. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, if I can answer the question you just asked about why the Steelers get a bad rap, well, this is what I think. I mean, okay, we're in blue-collar, hard-nosed Pittsburgh. And, you know, this is the home of the steel workers. And this is how you do it. This is how you play the game. You know, Heath! That's
still
the way,
saying Heath,
that's
right?
The way to play the game. And there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, they kind of have this ego, this little swag about themselves. Martavis Bryant, he likes to get on social media. He likes to say this and say that. And I believe that some fans in Pittsburgh are just not feeling this, quote, new age Steeler way. So you talk about a 13-3 team. If they do it the Heath way, the hard-nosed way, oh, yeah, go get them. Come on, spike the ball, hand it to the ref. No dancing, no twerking. Then you know what? They'll be at them next year. But
yeah,
as long
as they have this type of attitude,
you're offering a little bit of an underlining.
Well, no, I'm not.
Difference.
Well,
is that what you're offering?
Wait. Y'all got to be real. Keep it real. I like when Kevin says keep it real. The real deal is Pittsburgh fans are spoiled.
Definitely.
Okay, Pittsburgh doesn't make it to the Super Bowl, you're going to hear negativity the next year. If Pittsburgh, and I'm not from Pittsburgh, but I've been here for a minute. So if Pittsburgh's on a roll and they get to the Super Bowl, remember when Hines and the bus and they went to the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. It was all still, it's all still. Now, Pittsburgh fans, I'll give it to them. Pittsburgh fans are not bandwagon fans. They stick with Pittsburgh all the way through. But they feel as though, I'm paying a ticket. I'm paying my money. Like you said, it's a blue-collar town. Mm-hmm. You're working hard. You're putting in your hard work. You're paying your dollars. You're earning your dollars. I can say whatever I want to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers because I'm spending money. Now, and even with Pittsburgh, when you look at the organization, I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I have the utmost respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers organization because they transcend football. Yes, they do.
Most fans in general do, but we're tougher on our team
than anybody else.
And our coach than anyone else.
Because you're spoiled. If you're not in the Super Bowl, you're mad.
Fellas. We are, but there's a good reason
for it.
Here's what you're missing. When we talk about keeping it real, Rob is keeping it real real. What Rob is talking about is, let me tell you what I think Rob Taylor is saying. That white folks in this city are not happy with the attitude and the way it's presented by the likes of Bell, Brown, and Bryant.
But and that's
is that,
because
is that, oh, 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 is that what well, you're saying, Rob?
Well, I don't recall saying it. I recall inferring it.
Okay, okay. Well, inferring.
I don't, and that's
keeping it real, real because.
Just, but it is,
and it also speaks to the coach and how there's a continual subliminal attitude about the coach who's black.
That's
so
true.
So I think there's some relevance there.
I can't let you go with the black-white argument on this issue, and because it's the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. If it was another organization here in town, yeah, I could go with you 100%.
Now, when you say organization.
The franchise. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, the organization
is
from the top to the bottom.
You're saying it's so successful.
It's one of the most successful
that fans
organizations
are
in
looking
NFL.
For a Super Bowl every year.
Heck yeah.
Well, no, I agree with that. But, I mean, I think there's a situation where, I mean, I remember in the late 90s and early. What was it? Bill Cowher, what did he go? He won about three seasons. It was like 7-9 or 8-8 and whatever. And they wanted to run him out of town, and that was justified. And Tomlin sits here and is only the second most winningest coach in the last 10, 11 years. And you would think, you almost feel like half the time they're running him out the city.
The right. stigma,
am I wrong?
The stigma no, still
am
lives.
Am I wrong or is my mic off? Trevin, did you turn my mic off?
I hear you,
You're not wrong about that. From a coaching aspect, but I disagree with the two of you from a team aspect.
Yep.
Okay, because the dancing that the players do, the social media activity that they have, would be okay if they won the Super Bowl. That's what is missing because when you compare this team to the other teams in town, such as the Pirates, such as the Penguins. Remember, they ran Dan Bysma out of town because they were sitting there, and I made this point before that the Steelers are very similar to the Penguins. They ran Dan out of town, even though he won one Super Bowl, and Tomlin won one Super Bowl thus far as well, been to two Super Bowls, but they ran Dan out of town because they said, look.
Cup.
Cup. Sorry about that. Stanley Cup. So they ran him out of town because they said, look. There's too much talent here not to win at all. And we need to make some changes so we can win it all. Okay? So and the Penguins weren't on social media. Okay? They weren't dancing. Same thing with the Pirates. The Pirates don't win. Okay, now
but there's no
Let me finish now. Now the Pirates, you got the fans in the uproar now about the Pirates. They're not on social media. They're not dancing, but they're losing. So when you win, people won't care. You win a Super Bowl, everything will be fine.
Winning cures all evils.
Okay. So I don't buy that underlying racial stuff when it comes to this team. I buy from a coach standpoint because there's no reason whatsoever to not be able to support Tomlin and ask for Tomlin to go. I mean, he's performed better than anybody but Belichick up there in New England. So I buy that aspect, but that's right, the only aspect of what Bill Neal is saying,
I mean, I don't think that we are saying necessarily that there's a craziness because of a racial situation. Of course, I think fans want the Super Bowl. However, or as Stephen A. Smith says, however. When they fired Dan Bysma from the Penguins, I don't ever recall the Penguins fans getting on Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin or saying that they need to stop doing this and doing that. They just said, "Hey, this team has a lot of talent."
With you.
I don't ever remember. Do you ever remember craziness being said
about Crosby, Malkin? Here's where we have to meet in the middle of the road. Certainly, we're spoiled, and I mean all of us that are Steeler fans. Have grown to expect greatness. But you cannot dismiss, while all of that what you said is true, and I agree with everything you said, Kev, as well as Trev, but you cannot dismiss there's a cultural difference that's not appreciated and accepted by the steel mill mentality that still exists in this city. It does exist. They don't like Brown shaking and twerking. They don't like Bell sitting out or coming in late. And they certainly don't appreciate Martavius, nor do I, rolling a doogie on Babcock Boulevard. So while one is true,
Martavius, I don't think that was Martavius. That was Bell, Le'Veon Bell.
While that is true, all that you said is true, it doesn't mean you dismiss the other part of it. I think what Rob and I are offering is as equally as true and as important.
Every time something happens that the fan base doesn't like, you know, we just can't jump and say, well, it's the racial element.
Not only.
Of course, those are factors, that's but I'm just saying everything isn't always the case. Let me give you a good example, too. My brother Jeff, I had the same argument with him about Antonio Brown. He doesn't like Antonio Brown, his antics. He actually told me the Steelers need to get rid of Antonio Brown. Are you serious? Just because of his antics? I mean, he hasn't done anything to get himself in trouble. He's a good teammate. And, yes, sometimes he makes bad decisions as far as how he celebrates. But you know what? I'd rather for you to be celebrating a touchdown for you not to make touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And then you can't celebrate anyway. Mm-hmm. And so from a black-white standpoint, there's a lot of black people that feel the same way where they do not care for those antics.
And but I'm one of them.
You know what, gentlemen? Just bear with me when I say this.
We're bearing.
If the Steelers were winning the Super Bowl, white, black, Latino, Asian would be out there doing whatever dance Antonio Brown is doing right along with
exactly.
Him.
That's true. But you offer that, Trev, as if the other problem doesn't exist. It still exists.
Well, I'm not denying
that.
Are
we actually saying that in the history of the Super Bowl and the Steelers have won the most, out of 52 or 53 Super Bowls, you can't win it every year? Are we saying that the only way that people won't get on Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Martavis Bryant is if they win the Super Bowl?
I'm not saying they. I'm saying Pittsburgh Steelers fans are spoiled. So if the Pittsburgh Steelers do not win the Super Bowl, Pittsburgh Steelers fans would be on their behinds until they win the next one, just as they are now.
I agree with that.
Now, let me ask you a question, Bill.
I agree with that.
Who's the best player in Pittsburgh Steeler history?
The greatest player?
The greatest player in Pittsburgh Steeler history.
Joe Green.
Okay. Most people would say Joe Green, right? I could agree to that. Do you realize that Joe Green said before last year, because of Antonio Brown's antics, he would not sign Antonio Brown. He would get rid of Antonio Brown. So I'm going back to my point again. It's not about the black-white issue with the antics, okay? Because you have a lot of black people out there as well. The greatest football player in Pittsburgh Steeler history said that he would get rid of Antonio Brown as a result of that. And I disagree with him on that, but I respect what he said.
Well, let me clarify. When I was saying what I was saying originally, Bill had said that
before
that
I misquoted you.
Well, Bill had said that I was saying that there was a white-black component. From what you're saying, what I was meaning to say is that swag level in that situation is not appreciated by whomever. So whether it's a white person who doesn't appreciate it, whether it's Joe Green who doesn't appreciate it, but what I did want to stand by was that cultural situation with the social media, because obviously there's stuff that black people don't like about other black people. That's obvious.
And this,
so
this
I'm not
is
saying it's black and white,
and
but
we
that cultural thing
and,
is a difference.
And here's what we need to do. We need to throw dirt on that dead horse. We didn't kick him about 20 minutes and ask you to please help us understand, because you are a baseball aficionado by your own definition. You are a baseball man. Can you please tell us what the Pirates are doing, what the plan is, and why announcers during these spring training games are reminding us, or suggesting to us, I should say, that the Pirates are going to be better than everybody anticipated going into spring training? Baseball guy that you are.
And who's saying this?
Well, you hear it.
Who's saying this?
Well, my feeling is this, in all sincerity. I think that it's part of the Pittsburgh Pirate machine. Now, I have to be careful. Wait. I have to be careful here because the Pirates is one of my sponsors. So I got to be careful a little bit.
No, tell them.
But
like
I do want
is.
To tell the truth.
Don't sell out, Bill.
Well, I'm tell not. Me, no, listen. Like I am a major proponent of the Pirates not delivering on purpose.
I believe.
No. Don't twist it. I'm a major proponent that the Pirates are giving us, selling us a bill of goods. I believe for the last 4 or 5 years, all they've been wanting to do was sell tickets and make money.
There you
because,
go.
Well, so I'm not presenting anything different like that. My great pitching beats great hitting every day of the week, and we don't have it, nor do we try to get it. I'm asking you to tell our listeners why the Pirates are trying to convince all of us that it's going to be a good season. What do they base that on, and what is your feeling? Since you know
they're basing it on trying to get your butt in those seats.
There you go.
That's what they're basing it on. And if I were an announcer, I would probably tell you the same thing too. Because if you don't listen, if you don't watch, I'm not going to have a job. But I'm here to tell you the real deal. And the real deal is the Pirates do not have a chance in hell. Period. You know. And,
why does this upset you so?
Because... And Bill, you've been to my house. You know, I have a black and gold room.
Absolutely.
And I have all kind of
big time
Pirates memorabilia, Steelers memorabilia, and everything. And you know what? I feel like yanking it down every day.
You can't tear down the old stuff. The old stuff stands on its own. You can leave Pops and Dave Parker alone.
Right. You're right. And I would like to add some new stuff up there. And every Thank time. God. You know, I think I could go down that road. Like in 2013, we just started going backwards. And as you indicated, pitching is the key, and you need to have some offense to go along with it. The Pirates do not have any direction whatsoever. They try to sell us the bill of goods that we don't have a 5-year plan. However, we're appearing to have a 5-year plan. And then when the 5 years come up, what did you say about the 5-year plan? We never had a 5-year plan.
Hold it.
So,
hold
it. You know, they're just in a total hold state of confusion.
Hold on 1 second here, Gabe. Now, Rob, you're in management. You're in upper management.
Yeah.
So how do you feel the management of the Pittsburgh Pirates is treating the fan base?
Well,
from one management person to another.
Well, I think, first of all, if you're one of the announcers, first of all, you get paid by the Pirates.
You better say the right thing.
So, could you imagine if you're listening to a spring training game and they're like, oh, the Pirates are down 13-2 to the Tampa Bay Rays, and my name is Greg Brown, and I want to let you know we won't be raising any Jolly Rogers this year.
And let me ask you a question. How do you have a split team scrimmage? You know, so two different games going on at the same time.
And both
of your teams get beat by 10 runs.
When the team's whole, we can't win, let alone.
Hold on, really. I mean, I need to write Saturday Night Live because this is hilarious.
Well, let me ask you this question now. Let's go back a few months. They trade McCutchen. They trade Cole. They are on the brink of trading Harrison until he threatened them. So how do you feel? What was that telling us? Weren't they telling us? Wasn't it being suggested when they let McCutchen go? Like, could they not have built on that team last year, Kev, to have a fighting chance this year?
No. Coming into last year, I didn't think there was a prayer. Okay. And again, the stability of the pitching is not there. I know you spoke about Gong, the third baseman, who's
Gong is gone
somewhere over in
never
Japan,
to be seen.
He's in the other lane.
Yeah, yes.
So, he's in the wrong lane driving in South Korea right now.
He would have been a big help if he would have been able.
They
to
They said
come
he
back.
Had another DUI since
well,
the last
I think
one.
I think the person who said that was joking.
Oh, okay.
So I don't believe that that's
more
the case.
DUIs than RBIs.
You know.
So, Kev, when you look at the rotation, you got Nova, Tyon, Musgrove, you got Cole, Williams, Brault, Glasnow. Any one of those names stick out to you right now?
We got to remember about baseball. This isn't basketball.
Right.
Basketball, you play 82 games, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, you play 162 games. So you will get exposed. You know, 162 games, you're going to get exposed. And then, you know, you have the bullpen that's going to be critical. You know, in baseball, you want to have a solid pitching staff that could get you to the sixth or seventh inning, and then you want to utilize your bullpen. The Pirates are not positioned that way. Probably, you know, they have two decent starting pitchers because the young pitchers – that are on staff right now had a lot of promise
mm-hmm.
until they came up to the big squad, and then they fell apart. You have Tyon, I believe, is the one that had the cancer and that set him back, and the other ones are not performing according to the expectations, so that really hurts as well. So, you know, from a lineup standpoint, when I take a look at their lineup, you have, you know, catcher Francisco Cervelli. He's a decent player. Josh Bell is a beast. I'll just say that at first base.
Didn't he play? He plays other positions too.
Well,
right?
He was in the outfield.
Okay.
And for years they were saying that he couldn't play first base, and they finally moved him.
It's nice.
And
at
he's,
first base.
He's actually performing, so he's going to be the face of the organization. So Josh Bell is really a beast, like I indicated. And then you have Josh Harrison over second base. He's a solid player, but I'm not even sure if he's going to be there by the time the All-Star break comes around, so we'll see. And then David Freese over at third base, he's okay. And in Major League Baseball, you just can't be okay. Jordy Mercer, he's solid, defensive player, doesn't really do a whole lot offensively. And then in left field, they're talking about having Corey Dickerson, but they traded for like 10 people. Or to acquire about 10 people to try to play left field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Corey Dickerson will be okay. But, again, you can't just be okay. Sterling Marte, who knows if he's going to be around the whole year. He missed half the year last year. Because of his drug issue.
Yeah.
So, and then you have Polanco. Defensively, he's a liability. Offensively, he's a streaky batter. And again, there's just too many holes in this lineup. Who did I miss?
Nobody.
Nova, starting pitcher. And then you have Trevor Williams, I think his name is. And then I mentioned Jameson Taillon. And you have Joe Musgrove, whomever he is. I'm not sure.
that was the pitching lineup.
I mean, this.
It doesn't seem like. You're giving them money. Should they have gone after Walker? Let me ask that question.
No.
The Yankees signed Walker. Should they have gone after Neil Walker?
I heard that from the last show, too. Walker, you know, I mentioned this before. Relationships matter. He doesn't have a good relationship with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He has back injuries that causes him to miss games. The Pirates, they just need new ownership, period. Because ownership doesn't know how to put all the pieces together. They have a solid manager, and I think still the GM is good, but they can only do as much as what they have to work with.
Allow me to take you out of this misery that you have slipped into talking about the Pirates, and we'll just leave it there, let it rest, and do what I say do. Just go enjoy the wings.
Can we talk about NBA basketball?
No, but I'm just saying, when you go to a Pirate game, enjoy the wings. That's all you can do. I mean, you can't beat the wings at PNC Park. It's a great park. They have great wings. We'll be right back to close this whole thing out in just a moment. You're listening to Soul Take Champions Live. Be right back in a moment.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today, talking sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.